For the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, Education, and everything that is non-financial, we don't get paid, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
It's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And good evening, back from the East Coast of Florida. This is New Jersey Mike, back on the West Coast.
And Greg, he's off having surgery done on his toe or something. I don't know. I think he was having it amputated, maybe.
Well, Greg, I hope you're okay, and hopefully you have five toes instead of four when I see you. Hopefully it's five, not four.
He's the gambler now. So anyway, I thought we would talk a little bit. You know, we have not done this for a long time, and that is the Mabel update.
You know what? We have lost this so much. It's like Lucy in the vat when they were doing around crushing grapes and
oh
stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to turn around and do this.
My mom could kind of be like Lucy for all the adventure that happens with her and my dad. Anyway, you know, hey, here it is. Mabel update.
We've got that special combination for you right now, friends. The Hoosier Hot Shot. Hey, Mabel.
Right there is an example of the I'm driving over here for the podcast tonight. I'm pushing the buttons and I did not notice that I downloaded a little something I was playing with on a mix of trying to put some Christmas bells, trying to make it have a Christmas theme. But hey, this is my mom Mabel. You never know what's gonna happen.
What's it? Valentine's Day week, so that's a little twist and flair from a couple months ago, Christmas.
Yeah,
I like it.
That works.
Yeah.
So anyway, two Mabel updates tonight for the story. My mom and my dad, okay? My mom and dad, my dad's birthday is January 22nd, I believe. Might be off a day, but anyway, my dad just turned 78.
Wow.
My dad and my mom's anniversary is on my dad's birthday, okay? It was not until the next day that my dad realized that he forgot and missed his own birthday. He missed his own wedding anniversary.
Wow.
My mom is completely like, oh, I forgot about your birthday and our wedding anniversary as well. My parents are so busy doing stuff all the time.
Wow.
That's kind of a positive thing.
Yes, it is.
But I mean, it's just because, you know, when you do things, you know, we as men, we will connect an anniversary or something to a date that we're not going to forget. Like, perfect. I'm going to get married on my birthday. I can't forget it. You know, what do? They go and both forget it all together. Married for 59 years.
Wow.
So now that's part one of the story. Now I'm going to do this next part of the story. Something like what you would hear from Paul Harvey. Okay. You remember Paul Harvey? Now you know the rest of the story. Every day, my parents, I'm not going to do it in the voice, in the vocal arrangement of Paul Harvey, but sort of like it, okay? So my parents go for a long walk every day.
My dad, what's like a long walk, a couple miles?
Like 3 miles.
Okay, that's healthy.
Yeah. My dad has a glass eye. It was just long story, glaucoma and all this, but his right eye is glass, his left eye he can see out of. Okay. So he always refers to this right side as the dark side.
Oh, okay, like the...
Star Wars.
Star Wars is going to say Death Star.
That's why we call him the One-Eyed Jedi.
Oh, wow.
So my mom is always hanging onto his hand as they walk because he has no connection what's going on over here at 3 o'clock and, 4 o'clock and 2 o'clock. So they walk, they hold hands, all right? They're on one of this long walk. I just happened to call my mom. About 4:30 in the afternoon. She's got her Bluetooth on. I can hear them walking or wherever they're going. They end up coming across somebody that they're just walking along. Some guy walking his Scotty dog. And
what's a Scotty dog?
A little black Scotty dog.
With the weird cut.
Yes, tiny little dog.
But Scottish Terrier?
Scotty dog.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the story's not the Scotty dog. So they start talking to this guy. This guy has seen him out from time to time, and he's telling him, oh, I think it's so cute the way you guys still hold hands. And, my dad's like, well, I got a glass eye. This is the dark side. Any chance he can give the one-eyed Jedi story and dropping his side ball in the soup, that's the best one ever.
Wow.
So this guy, he's telling him, he's like, oh, yeah, I live here. I live over there. And then I hear them talking to him, and like my dad says, "Oh, my name's Dan. This is my wife Mabel," and he introduces himself, and I hear the name, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, I know that name." And then they say, "Okay, well, it was good to see you. We'll hope if we see you again, we'll talk to you later. Bye bye." And then I say to my mom, "I said, hey, the guy you just talked to, the guy that just said his name, because I heard his name perfectly. I go, was he tall?" And my mom says, "Yeah, he's kind of tall." I go, is he kind of fair-complected black-skinned guy? She goes, yeah, he's kind of, not black-black, but kind of a fair-complected. And I kind of very quickly, because I know this name, I look up the name. This name rings the bell. Why is it ringing the bell? Point guard, Portland Trailblazers, wow. 1989 to 1994. Also played for the Clippers. Also played for the Cavaliers. My parents didn't even know it. And I hear the name, and I know the name. That's when the name is Darnell Valentine.
Wow.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Mom and dad out for a stroll, and they meet NBA legend.
Yeah, they're talking. What I'm going to do is I got to get a Darnell Valentine trading card. Give it to my dad, say, take this, put the Sharpie, put it in your coat pocket, don't take it out. Because eventually they'll cross paths again. Because it's in the same neighborhood. He's like one street over.
Wow.
So that's the Mabel update, because you never know what's going to happen.
Now, I also have an NBA story.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Went to Florida, didn't get tickets to the Super Bowl, $7,500, they're crazy. All the hotels weren't sold out, so I went with a buddy. We drove from Vegas all the way down there. And who do we see? Another NBA legend, Dr. J. Dr. J, Julius Erving, used to play for the, 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, one of their all-time scorers.
How I know that.
Yeah, long story short, great guy. I said, hey, Doc, how are you? Okay, hey, yeah, I saw you here. Wow, you've been around a little bit too. Not like you, sir, but yeah. But it was nice, two NBA legends, coast to coast. And you never know who you're going to run into in a neighborhood, a casino, grocery store.
I called my mom just by that chance, and they were right there.
Yeah, bam. Mabel, you have updates. That's awesome.
And that's the Mabel update for this podcast. All right, so what we're focusing on, we're going to be doing a series. We're going to be looking at the Back to the Future soundtracks. We're going to dissect them. We're going to play them. We're going to do some other songs about them, pull a few rarities and oddities out about the whole thing. Just not the orchestra music, but the music from the movies. If there's any slight differences in 1, 2, and 3, we're going to hit them all.
Awesome.
Say something.
Well, I saw the Enchanted Under the Sea dance, which makes the whole movie playable.
Come to life.
Yeah, but you know what's funny, though? The girl, Wendy Jo, that played the sister of them, was on Bosom Buddies, which was originally with Tom Hanks.
Wendy Jo September.
Yes. Spencer or something?
Her name looks like September, but it's Septembra.
Yes. crazy, man, and she's in a movie like that. So character acting is a good thing.
That is a good thing. Very good thing. So anyway, what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be playing this in... Let's see, do I get the cue? All right, so the first song, Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. And by the way, they got their last and final album coming out on this February 14th. Very last album. The album's called Weather. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Down the road a little bit, focusing on Back to the Future soundtrack right now.
I wonder how they come up with the name The News.
Originally, they were Huey Lewis and the American Express.
Ah.
And they could just see the lawsuits happening on the horizon.
News is easier.
News is easier. So, The Power of Love. We've featured The Power of Love several times on the podcast, all over different points in time. You got a time travel thing. You got a DeLorean thing there.
You just got a work thing.
You got a work it thing, you know? I mean, so about The Power of Love. There's like six different mixes of this. There's the soundtrack version, the music video version, the Jelly Bean 7-inch dance mix version, which we've played before. There's a radio remix 7-inch promo, which times it in at 421. There's also a short edit version on the B-side of the Jelly Bean extended remix vinyl. And also, there is an instrumental version on some of the 12-inch Jelly Bean remixes, also found on a 12-inch Venezuelan import, and a Japanese release called Super Selections Volume 2. Did you get all that? There will not be a test.
Wow.
So I thought it would be fun. Let's play something else because it's great. We got EDC coming here today.
Yes.
Soon, like 2 months, 3 months?
I think May, right?
May.
They pushed it up because of the heat.
Because of the heat, yeah.
The sweltering heat. So this might make it.
So here it is. This is one I pulled out. It's not Huey Lewis, but it's a different kind of an electronic dance version of it. I think it was good to play it. It's called it's the United DJs of Dance, doing The Power of Love from 2009. Thing, you got the Steve and Doug Putamia Night at the Roxbury thing
techno,
going on. Techno.
You can see the guy push the button and like the lights go up like it does.
Yes.
Like the big screen like that, like it does the whatever they call it, the LED lights.
Yeah, I normally wouldn't be listening to this kind of music, but the fact that it's Power of Love and it's got kind of a nerd connection to those other things I just said, I like that one a lot.
I think it's awesome.
All right, so we're going to do one more Power of Love. This is from a punk band known as Newfound Glory. This is a video that they released in April of past year, 2019. They're from Coral Springs, Florida. They got established in 1997.
Oh, that's funny you say that because we went through Florida recently and I saw Coral Gables, Bonita Springs, weird towns.
You've been everywhere.
Yeah, just recently.
So here is Newfound Glory doing their video or their song for their version of Power Love. Link in the description. Go look at the video because you're going to see all the stop motion action going on of Back to the Future. And the lead singer dressed as Marty McFly. It's
nice.
Worth it. Trust me. They're Back to the Future fans.
pretty cool, man.
Pretty decent video. I mean, you can tell that whoever, because it's the same, the stop motion is kind of like Robot Chicken material, you know. It's a little bit choppy, but it's that trademark. So maybe Seth Green has something to do with the making of that
would have been
stop
pretty
animation.
Cool. Never know.
You never know. All right, brings us to the second track. If you ever bought and listened to the Back to the Future soundtrack?
No.
Well, you're going to know this new sex song. It's the song, depending on which clip you watch, it's the song that's playing on the radio, clock radio, when Marty McFly wakes up.
Oh, okay.
It's Lindsey Buckingham's Time Bomb Town.
Oh, wow.
So what do you think of Time Bomb Town by Lindsey Buckingham, solo track?
Gotta love Lindsey Buckingham, the solo guitarist, you know, writes everything for Fleetwood Mac for decades, for his own solo career, you know, it's like...
I think I love his solo stuff more so than his stuff with Fleetwood Mac. It's because of this song I took note in Curiosity about more of his solo stuff.
He did another one, I forget, where he actually put McFleetwood in to play drums with. There's like 10 guys in suits.
Yeah.
It goes, you know what I'm saying? I forget
yes,
the name of that
one. I can't remember the name of that song.
They all have like tan light suits on. Oh my gosh, like McFleetwood's
big
playing.
Noise or
yeah.
something. I can't remember.
It's crazy, but it's like going into the 80s and stuff. If you think about it, Lindsey Buckingham, and he wrote the song
Holiday Road.
Yeah, I mean,
Holiday
he
Road
is,
for the Griswolds.
Yeah, Vacation. No, National Lampoon. Yeah,
National
right.
Lampoon.
Vacation. He's just really incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Time Bomb Town by Lindsey Buckingham. For each podcast, we're going to be grabbing two more tracks, looking at them, some rarities, and some other oddballity, foolities about it. Next podcast, I don't know, but I think I have an unreleased, I came across an unreleased alternate version to Time Bomb Town.
From Lindsey?
From Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh.
I got the file, but I have not opened it up yet. So we will use that as the lead-in track for the next podcast.
And you got to think too.
And it's a track. I got to say this. It's a track that's not on YouTube or anywhere.
Oh, nice! But you got to think of this though. He was shacking up, like the song goes, "Shacking Up's All You Want to Do," with Stephanie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie. You know, she says whatever. But you know, you got to understand this one though. He had her at her prime. They were together.
Yeah.
What was that like when she was in her 20s, 1920s, banging, sexy, hot? Wow.
Back in time for you. All right.